America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.
Crutchfield with Gandhi's Bee Magazine, an online magazine designed to raise awareness and inspire people about all of the amazing things happening in the world, as well as all the challenging things that can help us raise awareness so we can make a difference in the world and be the change. One of my inspirations is Sister Jenna and America Meditating Radio. I listen, you should too.
Hi, I'm Angela Peabody of Global Woman Peace Foundation, and I listen to America's Meditating Radio Show.
Welcome to America Meditating Radio Show. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. We are broadcasting from the beautiful Meditation Museum in the nation's capital. And we're looking forward to, you know, just enjoying these rich conversations that we've been having, focusing around the 11 days of compassion and healing as we move forward from the horrible events of 9/11. And revisit perhaps our own stories and our own tragedies and observe how well did we move through them and what were some of the qualities and the virtues that we found ourselves bringing to the table so that we could actually perhaps be with the source, the one, and move ourselves to a level of understanding, power, love, acceptance. Hold the line because we're going to get our wonderful Reverend Ivy Hilton on the air and we're going to be having a heart-to-heart conversation. These 11 days of healing and compassion conversations on the America Meditating Radio Show have been rich with experts and celebrities from around the country as they share with us their gifts of life and how well they have used their inner abilities and powers to weather their own personal storms, but also to see how much we can create a world of happiness and a world that would be healed, because our world is in need of being healed. And so here we are upon 9/11 and beyond, moving into International Day for Peace, really getting ourselves prepared for a world of peace and harmony. I'd like to turn the lines to Sister Gita, who will share a reading with us and help us to also move forward in our own lives. Sister Gita?
Good morning and happy Compassionate Day. I am reading from An Angel Whispered by Patricia Tashiro. And one of the methods for healing, sit with yourself and God every day. So please tell me how to cure my aching heart. What is the secret? Where do I start? She asked. The best way to heal is to sit with yourself and then sit with God to restore your inner health. Call it what you will. Some will say, meditate, but I can assure you it's the only way to radiate. I have tried to meditate, but don't know what to do. What is the method, she asks. Tell me your view, she asks the angel. Sit comfortably in a chair and put on a soft song. Don't be self-conscious or worry. You'll do it wrong. You're just taking time to be with God and yourself. To leave behind the world and experience something else, much of what I've said has been about thinking and feeling. But happiness is an experience. It's what you find appealing. First, start with the mind and gently express, I am a being of peace. I am a soul. Let the thoughts of this world float away for the time being. Let it float with ease. See what is lacking within that you want from outside. Express what it is you need. Then you will feel satisfied. Although you may be lacking the virtues that you need, when you work to emerge them, God will quickly take heed. You only look for what is inside of you. You will feel a wave of power or a warm burst of love or compassion. And you may just experience your souls gone up above. You're no longer just this body. You're no longer of this earth. You're in the presence of your Supreme Parent and you're restoring your self-worth. You have access to the wisdom lying latent within you. You have clarity of mind and know what you should do. This love that envelops you gives security and belonging. You no longer be so needy, chasing others and fawning. But what if this doesn't happen, she asks the angel. What if I feel nothing? What if my mind isn't peaceful and my heart isn't loving, she asks. Then the chances are high. You won't try for very long. You'll feel anxious or bored and think you're doing it wrong. You'll find every excuse not to sit and meditate. You'll get lost in doing. But for being, you'll hesitate. Then the angel spoke gently to show me what to do. Through her loving word, I experienced something new. My mind became quiet, and I experienced pure silence. I was filled with peace, in a state of nonviolence. My thoughts suspended. I had no worries or desires. The flicker of love within spread like a wildfire. This was my compassion, my gift and love to the world. When I came down, I was buzzing with delight. I had a new awareness. I am this point of energy, of light. I am not my body. I am separate from it. Limited roles and labors simply did not fit. My awareness expanded. I could see more than I was able. Now I could see the tree in what had been just a table. But beyond just this, I could see there would be a day when that table would crumble and begin to decay. The material world would turn to a beautiful place of peace. Love, sit with yourself and God to bring goodness in your soul. The goodness is already there. It has just been covered throughout time. The happiness is also there. The compassion is there. The peace is there. Just sit with yourself and God to bring these goodness in your soul once again. The angel whispered, have a great and pensive day.
Focusing my thoughts. Taking just a minute. Sitting quietly, I become aware of my surroundings. I focus on an object in front of me, allowing it to fill my awareness. Letting go of any distractions, I hold only the object in my awareness. Even if I'm distracted, I gently return my focus to the object. I identify one quality of that object. I focus on this. I hold this one thought.
Welcome back, everybody, to the America Meditating Radio Show. I'd like to thank Sister Geeta for her beautiful reading on understanding who we are. And that was Sanatan Kaur on Ah Days to Say. And, you know, whenever I hear her song, I just feel like I can just keep going on and on. Na da 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 na 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 na. But it just feels so good. It just feels good. And that's all that matters. And she's our very good friend. And we have continued to enjoy the blessing of her music on the America Meditating Radio Show. All right, so Reverend Ivy Hilton, she is an internationally known sacred performance artist, holistic psychotherapist, inspirational speaker, and concert vocalist on the cutting edge of a new paradigm for psychological, physiological, and emotional healing. Just as her family descent, Marian Anderson, broke through the barriers of racism to dazzle the world with her powerful and spirit-filled voice of music, Reverend Ivy's creating music and sound that goes beyond the present use of music, charting a path to new musical practices for this new millennium. And trust me, folks, this lady of power is a talent. And so she is known for her angelic singing voice, and she's been studying bioenergy, vibrational healing, and sound frequency for over 15 years. She's dedicated her life to empowering people towards the realization of inner peace, personal wholeness, and balance. And as we celebrate and honor the next 11 days of healing, we're very happy to have an amazing friend on the air, Reverend Ivy Hilton. Welcome, my dear.
Oh, Om Shanti, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
You know, it's all because of you. You just make us feel good anyway. And so, of course, if we've got a whole bunch of people feeling good, we are living our days of compassion and healing, don't you think?
I absolutely do, and I'm so thrilled, and it's so powerful, you know, how the universe puts us in places where we need to be. All we need is an intention with an open and pure heart, and it just shows up. And I'll tell you about that later on in our conversation, what your presence in my life has meant to me in a deep way.
Oh, how sweet, hon. You know, we are looking at 11 days of belief, and it's all about compassionate healing. From 9/11 to September 21st, which marks International Day of Peace, Valley's partnership, OWN Network, and the America Meditating Radio Show are really looking at mobilizing a conversation on change, on transformation, on elevating consciousness. And Oprah's created this landmark upcoming series entitled Belief. It's a big call. It's going to be released on October 18th to 24th, and we're inviting lots of friends and folks to be a part of this incredible historical conversation in our country and in the world. And one of the questions that's been raised as we look at these next days of healing and compassion is, what would it look like for Reverend Ivy Hilton to be healed herself? Like, what would it look like for you? What would it sound like for you? And what would you be doing with your life if you're healed?
Oh, wow. You know, I'm thinking this is an awesome question because I believe for myself that I'm in a constant healing transformational mode. Each and every single day, I am presented with new life opportunities that give me the opportunity to take my compassionate being to take my ability to process and heal and maintain a positive mind, a positive heart, and a healed spirit. So for me, what it's going to take is the consistency of being connected to the divine and remembering that each and every day.
I like that. So you're healed, and you're saying that as you walk, talk, eat, sleep, God's love is with you because you're healed.
All the time.
That's it.
And it doesn't mean that we don't have life experiences that sort of challenge that state of being or that state of awareness. It's how quickly can we make that cycle with our connectedness to the divine in order to maintain that peace, in order to resolve whatever the life challenges that we have and make those moments of intensity as short as possible.
Ivy, hasn't it been a grave misconception over thousands of years that we as souls on our journey, and I'm not saying 10, 20, 50 lives ago I wasn't there. I know I'm not there now, but I'm sure I was there. That when you feel that you have connected to your sense of divinity or God, you think, you thought, no more karmic issues would happen to you. Life would be golden age, it'll be paradise, and you'll just be sailing the seas. But in turn, you found out that things do show up, and you start to sometimes feel your faith is wavering. Your faith in God is wavering. And don't you feel that has created a large or a huge misconception? Because my understanding of God is power. And when I'm connected to power, which is love and purity and peace, whatever are my karmic issues that I've done in the past that are surfacing now, I need to use that power to overcome that. So of course stuff is going to show up. The question is, let me see if I really am working in a relationship with God as I deal with these issues.
I'm in total agreement with that. And this is why I think for so many, the misconception is, oh, I'm doomed. I'm not going to be able to resolve this. And it's not to me, that isn't true. I agree with you. We have to be able to recognize it. That's why I say I want to be consciously aware. And when we see it and we can learn from it, then we move on to higher levels of our being. And that, to me, is what life is all about. And that's the challenge and the power and the excitement of living this walk of higher consciousness. Because it's never, never, never a moment of boredom. It's always lots of excitement.
That's the truth. Now, if I would ask you, what's your vision of a healed world? Would it look a lot like your own, or would it look a little different?
Well, I think about that often, actually. And I think about it in a way that, you know, one of my goals in life, or one of my mission, is to create as many heaven on earth experiences as I possibly can for all of humanity. And what the world, what a healed, compassionate world looks like to me is a place where each and every individual is aware of the presence, practicing whatever mode of inner peace and compassion in life that works for you each and every day, and consistently find ways of acknowledging the divinity in each and every one of us every single day. So a healed world is a world where people are open to having conversation. People are open to listening to one another, feeling, accepting our differences, but having that moment when we can sit and have a global humanistic conversation to understand one another.
That's beautiful. Man, that's beautiful. You know, because there's so many lines of division across belief systems, and it's not just about religious belief systems. It's about the shade of your skin. I mean, in India alone, on every matrimonial site, I'm looking for a fair woman. That's what they always ask for. And it's very sad because we tend to believe that certain things outside of divinity and virtues is the source of our happiness. But I'd love to, you know, explore a little bit more with you. What are the reasons behind the lines of division across belief systems, in particular religious and spiritual? I mean, what's going on?
You know, I have thought about that quite a bit. And when you think about it, most of the war and hatred in the world emanates from various religious beliefs. And when I take a closer look at it, there are thousands and thousands of various types of religions in the world. And everybody thinks that their belief system is the only truth. So I think that what's going on is that we have missed the message about what truth is, that how do we get to the truth through the various pathways of religious practice and ceremony. If we could be more open to the idea that there are many paths to the divine, that there is not only one way to goodness, then I think we would have a better opportunity to have a real conversation.
Now, you mentioned truth. It's loaded because so many interpret truth sometimes just based on their own personal needs or desires. So when you talk about truth, is there a universal truth? where it comes on to God, and is there just a my truth? Because we have this exhibit up at the New Museum, and it's all these various religions, and we picked out one common language, which is God's light. In every one of the faiths, it says so. And when we speak of this truth, are we speaking of a truth that we can find in every religion? And is one of the things that we're missing the fact that we're not focusing on that one truth and we've gotten caught up on maybe the prophet and the text?
Absolutely. I think you're right. Truth is a loaded word. But then that could be what we should do, is really study truth. Study the concept of truth, the universality of truth. Realizing that, okay, if we start looking at the various religions and seeing the similarities and combining those truths, we'll realize that there is one truth. However, that is where I believe the excitement and the belief conversation is going to start to show up. Because what is truth? Truth is what I believe to be true. But what sometimes our misbeliefs put us in the space where we can't find that inner peace. We are not able to be in it. So I think that's a really powerful thought, Sister Jenna, that maybe one of the conversations ought to be about what is universal truth, or is truth different from universal truth, or is universal truth the truth?
That's so true. Well, you know what? On September 11th, you're going to have an opportunity to just do that at the Meditation Museum.
Yes, I'm so excited about that. And I just want to once again thank you for giving me this opportunity. And it's so interesting because I was just saying, just before I saw the ad that has so beautifully been put together, I said, I really need to find more silence in my life. And much of my work over the last 25, 30 years has been around rediscovering and practicing compassionate being. And I really committed myself after we spent the wonderful days at the Peace Village. Yes, realizing how it's so easy to get away from your truth when we get caught up in the day-to-day mundane life of the world. So being able to have that moment said, I need to recommit myself to the sharing and the pouring of the cosmotic love vibration into humanity, and this gives me that opportunity. And it came back to me almost instantly from when I created the intention and the prayer.
Oh, that's beautiful. Ivy Hilton, you're so special to us, and more than anything else, I think what we will be appreciating is a long-term, deep, pure, loving relationship that's sure to ensue for many, many lifetimes to come. Before I let you go, we want to leave our listeners with a website in which they can contact you for some of the incredible work that you're doing in bioenergy and vibrational healing and so on.
Yes, you can find me at www.serenityhealingarts.com, and that's ARTS.com, serenityhealingarts.com. My number is 301-395-0460, and looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so much, Reverend Ivy Hilton. All the very best. So are we ready to explore a universal truth, one that will definitely bridge the divide across religious platforms and spiritual platforms? What is that truth that will just say, yeah, I do that too. I have that. That's me. I'm here too. Because my truth and your truth, if we're so attached to it, but it still doesn't match the whole story, we have a conflict. We have a conflict, my friends. I hope you've enjoyed today's conversation with the wonderful Reverend Ivy Hilton. You can find her at serenityhealingarts.com. Please join her, Antonia, and Santosh at the Meditation Museum on September 11th at 6:30 as they take you through a beautiful evening of conversation, discussion, pure feelings, and good wishes. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here to love each other the same. So let's do that. Take care, everyone.
Full song from Kristen Hoffman, Unity.
Let's sing it out all together now. Let's raise our voices high. 'Cause no other time is a better time than now. This is the moment of our life. So many times I feel so lonely, like you're the only one who cries. And then the fear, it tries to come on in and paint you cloudy skies. So open up and let the sun shine. It's time now to let go. Let's sing it out all together now. Let's raise our voices high. 'Cause no other time is a better time than now. This is the moment of our life. This is the moment of a life.